Welcome to another edition of The Cool Jazz Countdown. I'm your host, Marcella Shepard, the bass man, holding it down solo for Kyle LaRue this week. Kyle will be back with us next week. But listen, I'm presenting you with our top 10 jazz albums of the week based on local radio airplay, national jazz chart action, and listener feedback. The Cool Jazz Countdown is an exclusive presentation of Ten Chair Media and TVM Productions. So, here we are, another week and more good music coming your way. So, this week we bring to you three new entries. One from a famed bassist who's paying homage to the works of Elvin Jones and McCoy Tyner and Gerald Cannon. We also welcome back one of the finest saxophonists on the contemporary side who's been at this thing for over three decades now, Walter Beasley, and then a all-star-esque type of project presented by the Positone label, the formation of the new group Blue Moods. And then we're going to take the shrink wrap off of a brand new release in our new music feature from the great trumpeter Keon Harold, who has all kind of folks making special guest spots on his new release. Yes, and some movement in the top five. Is it enough for a brand new number one? We will see in just a bit. A lot to get into. Let's go ahead and count these down from 10 to 1 for the week ending March 1st. March already, right? Of 2024. Well, we kick off this week's countdown with a bit of homage being paid to two giants of jazz. This is the latest release of famed bassist Gerald Cannon, who spent plenty of time on the bandstand with both pianist McCoy Tyner and drummer Elvin Jones, 14 years and 9 years, respectively. Cannon pays homage with an incredible ensemble of sidemen and pianist Dave Kokoski, drummer Lenny White, tenor sax man Joe Lovano, and alto saxophonist Sherman Irby, trumpeter Eddie Henderson, and trombonist Steve Turay. Good gosh almighty. Together they explore the story of Cannon's musical journey, chronicling his time playing with not only both Elvin and McCoy, but also his time with the late pianist Larry Willis, too. He did that in Roy Hargrove's band. Well, this album was recorded over a two-evening period in New York City's iconic Dizzy's Jazz Club back in June of 2022. Songs presented here include Three Card Molly, Search for Peace, and then the Cannon-penned heartwarming tune, Three Elders. Let's go ahead and get into it. Here's Gerald Cannon with Live at Dizzy's Club, the music of Elvin and McCoy. It makes its debut in the number 10 position this week, here on The Cool Jazz Countdown.
Thank you.
Dizzy's was on fire that night. Gerald Cannon on bass there, live at Dizzy's Club, the music of Elvin and McCoy. It's on the Woodneck recording label, debuting at number 10 this week, here on our survey. Well, saxophonist, composer, producer, and singer Walter Beasley. He's been keeping it smooth and consistent since his teenage years. He's released over 25 albums since 1987 as a leader and has been among the top-selling African-American saxophonists in the world, picking up notable accolades along the way, including being named Billboard Smooth Jazz Artist of the Year in 2019. Well, last year saw Beasley make a return to a cross-country touring. The first time he's done that in about 5 years. We also got the first taste of his latest album released on Affable Records. It's an imprint on which he serves as founder and CEO. So this is a 8-song collection of some head nodding, foot tapping grooves with a couple of tender moments, if you will, for extra measure. And he also features guest Rebecca Jade, who we've been playing quite a bit, and his good buddy Najee. Here is sax man Walter Beasley with his latest Do You Want to Dance? It debuts in the number 9 position this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown.
Thank you.
back with this brother's music. Do y'all remember when he first came out with Don't Say Goodnight and he held that long note back in the day? Man, let me tell you, Walter Beasley is the man for sure. This is brand new release, Do You Want to Dance? It debuts at number 9 here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. Well, family, do stay connected with the Cool Jazz Countdown on social media throughout the week. We have playlists on our social media page so you know exactly what you heard. We put up links to reviews, photos, videos, and give you an opportunity to shoot us a DM or a post to tell us where you are listening to us around the world. All right, that's Facebook and Instagram at Cool Jazz Countdown. The bass man holding it down for you here this week with saxophonist Michael Langton having some new music here. He's made some serious headway with his latest 5-song EP called Looking Ahead. Now, the EP's already managed to have a Billboard number one charting single and the hit song South Bay. And it also managed to hold that position for 7 weeks straight. This is Michael 2.0, if you will, as he continues to celebrate his new family with a renewed sense of life. He kicked off 2024 with a new concert series that he's titled Sax to Soul, and it features a new guest each month with the likes of Regina Bell, Howard Hewitt, and even Marcus Miller, and they've been playing that out in a jazz club in Cali. Hopefully, he'll bring that concept across the country at some point. Here he is on Copenhagen Music, saxophonist Michael Langton with Looking Ahead as it holds steady in the number 8 position this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. Michael Langton, yes, on saxophone. Looking Ahead. Sounded real good there. This one coming in the number 8 position this week, right here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. So check it. In at number 7 this week, the Reed Hoyson Project. He's been on for a few weeks now. On a Misty Night is the name of that album, and you'll find it on the Reed Hoyson production label again. In at number 7 this week. But it's time to pull the shrink wrap off another one. Yeah. This week we're getting a first listen to a new body of work from a musician given the title The World Class Trumpeter by Essence Magazine. Mr. Keon Harrell. Classify him as a jazz guy if you want, but his skill set, it reaches far and beyond any categorization. He's collaborated with the likes of Erykah Badu, D'Angelo, Leon Bridges, Maxwell, Gregory Porter, rap veteran Common, and many more. Conceptually, Keon's new project is more or less starting where the pandemic ended, with Harold reconnecting with musical friends after being isolated and feeling stagnated by everything that was happening in the world a few years ago, including personal losses and struggles. Well, the music resulting from the recording sessions for this album was the creative spark that he needed. He leaned on many of his longtime collaborative friends on this project, to include Robert Glasper, Gene Baylor, Common, PJ Morton, and Malaya. Trumpeter and composer Keon Harrell finds a renewed sense of purpose on his latest release for Concord Jazz called Foreverland. Our new music feature of the week, right here on the Cool Jazz Countdown.
Look at the sun shining. Why don't you just let the sunlight in? I know you've been hurting, so just let the sunlight in. Just forget what they said. What do they know anyway? Today is a beautiful day. Life has been painful, so much work and against, but today is a beautiful day, beautiful day,
beautiful day,
beautiful day,
beautiful day,
beautiful day,
beautiful day,
because I say
beautiful day.
Let me tell you, you will discover some bright moments throughout this CD, to include this one here, featuring none other than PJ Morton. Our new music feature of the week, coming from Keon Harold on trumpet there. The album is called Foreverland, and it's on Concord Jazz, our new music feature of the week, here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. Well, Slim Gambles is somebody that we introduced you to just last week, and his introduction to the guitar came from his grandmother. She had one sitting in the living room that he ended up taking to school. It wasn't long before he was playing that guitar solo of Stairway to Heaven in his seventh grade music class. Well, there are many more folks who are still getting used to hearing his name in the smooth jazz world, but for anyone who's had their ear on country music, you've been hearing him for years as a band member of the 7-time Grammy award-winning group Lady A. In fact, he's been playing professionally for 20 years now. Well, Slim has a new project out there that he wrote with 12-time Billboard chart topper Adam Hawley, who also produced the track. The two of them are both graduates of the guitar program at USC School of Music, and this also happens to be their second time producing together. Slim says that he feels this is the song that will take his music over the top. Well, let's light this candle, if you will, with Slim Gamble, slipping to the number 6 spot this week, here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. Slim Gamble, Light This Candle. It's on Ludlow Street Records. Some bright moments for sure. He lands in the number 6 position this week here on our survey. Well, family, 5 more to go to include brand new music from the group Blue Moods, Boney James on deck, Justin Lee. Could it be a brand new number 1? Well, you will know in just about 30 minutes. Wherever you do, keep it close, for the Cool Jazz Countdown returns after this.